Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
Wish I had a big fine horse, corn to feed him on. Shady Grove could stay at home, feed him when I'm gone. If I had no horse to ride, I'd be found crawling up and down that rocky road, going to see my darling. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. I wish I had a glass of wine, bread and meat for two. I put it on a golden plate, give it all to you. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have my Shady Grove, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I see. Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I see. Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this edition of Three Witches and a Druid, where we are so far one bottle of wine in. So it makes it much more interesting.
And some tequila.
The second episode is always better.
Yeah. Depending on your scale of how you judge things.
Yes.
Where we sit around drinking assorted liquors and discussing our lives as modern pagans. our lives and opinions and experiences.
Oh, yes, yes. There's not a factual show in any way.
No, this is not a DIY by any means whatsoever. Yeah. This is not instructional. It's
cautionary.
It's cautionary tale. So it is instructional somehow.
Any ritual where no one catches on fire is a good ritual.
Yes. I am Margo.
And I am Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So today is going to be the start of a little series we're going to probably do this season called Tools. What to do with them, how to use them.
And we're not talking about that guy that you just dumped either.
Yes, not him. So the first tool we're going to talk about is less physical. And we're going to talk about the Wheel of the Year. Dun, dun, dun.
So, as has been mentioned often in the past, we're of an age and a generation, so we don't always get the issues with the Wheel of the Year, but we are aware enough of the zeitgeist that some people have problems with the Wheel of the Year.
Well, and pretty much I tell them what TikTok is saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the nutty thing is somebody please explain to me what the problem with the Wheel of the Year is.
The argument is that it doesn't apply in North America because the Wheel of the Year is based off
British agrarian seasonal stuff.
Well, my answer to that is the solstices and the equinoxes are the same regardless of where you are in the world.
Preaching to the choir.
It's really just the winter spring. That's the issue.
I think also maybe things like Lammas, Lunasa, you know, all those sorts of really based on harvest, planting practices. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, maybe. I got all kinds of things to say now.
All right. Go for it.
Yes. That's what you're here like for. We say, wine and tequila in. Let's go. Mate.
Well, when you're saying about, you know, the seasons and we're in the north. Okay. Imbolc, February the 2nd. Yes, we are still... Winter didn't really get cooking here till February.
Yeah.
But you know what? The 5 weeks that... There's the five darkest weeks before winter solstice. And there's the five darkest weeks after winter solstice. We're over the hump by then.
Yeah.
It is getting lighter and lighter. Like just the other day, I looked out and said, oh my God, it's 10 after 6. It's not dark. There is the whole light concept. And because Imbolc is often thought of as fire, okay, we've gotten over that bad 5 week hump, but you know, February can be harsh. March, you know, we can still have ugly weather in March, but you know what? We've got that fire to cling on to, you know, because it's a fire festival. It is a fire festival.
It's a fire festival.
And the light is more. So even when you're like, oh my God, we just had a foot and a half snow yesterday, it's still light at 10 after 6.
Yeah.
And not dark by 4:30. So for me, I think it does have relevance. And even though like equinox, we can still have foul weather and be scraping our car windows to get to wherever we're going. The days are now about to get longer than the nights. So now that I'm thinking about it, people say, oh, you know, it doesn't matter here, but it does. Because people, especially anybody who may have seasonal affective disorder, I think that they start to feel better.
Yeah.
I find that those things can make you more hopeful. And when you are in the middle of effing February... Because again, we've had a crummy February. You're still, in theory, able to get together with your friends and this and celebrate. I think we've gotten through the darkest part. We're going to get together because nothing rejuvenates you more than lots of food and your friends.
Just because you used Imbolc as an example, and this is because we're recording this at just slightly after Imbolc, it makes me think one of the things that I recommend when I teach this is that you want to embody your practice. You want it to be where you are here and now sort of thing. And here in Nova Scotia, the eagles are nesting in February. It's a really weird, it's not what normally people think about birds and animals and that sort of thing. But it's unique to us.
The ducks are lambs are born in February and March. So these things are happening.
When I think about the eagles, I think about like the eagles came to me more because it's actually promoted provincially. It's a tourist thing. You can go to certain areas. They have Eagle Watch drives and that sort of thing.
So we've had an interruption and someone very rudely just knocked on the door and made their way into Gwen's home. You might as well introduce yourself.
Hi there. My name's Mike.
He showed up.
So Mike is, like been here forever.
Ever?
As a teenager.
You joined the community as a teenager many moons ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And Mike, you work at the Neighborhood Witch.
I do, yeah.
Which has moved locations, and it's just perfect you've arrived. Mike and I, we've been around forever, and we've done rituals together, and yeah, this is excellent. What great
serendipity. So now we've roped him into our episode, and we've just explained to him what we're talking about.
So I believe the statement was that the Wheel of the Year is no longer relevant in our...
Well, it's less relevant than it used to be, yes.
Yeah. In our...
That's what TikTok is saying.
Neck of the globe. I don't think that it's not that it's not relevant. I think just that the environmental changes that are happening has kind of shifted everything for us. So winter is not what winter used to be. Growing up for me, I remember, you know, neck height snow, taking snowmobiles across a lake, sometimes a car, right? Because the lakes would actually
drive a car across that frozen lake. Yeah.
So we're just in a period of time where the environmental changes are affecting how we relate to the environment around us.
Yeah.
I don't know. You've been here for February, right? We've had an old-fashioned winter this February.
But then what was January and December? I mean, that's not winter, right?
Well, it just rained and it was horrible.
Sorry, that's a big misconception, though, about greenhouse gases and global warming. It's still going to get cold as fuck. It gets cold.
That's why they've shifted from warming to change.
Nothing pisses me off more than when you see on social media, it's like, it's minus 24. What happened to that global warming? It's like, that's not how any of that fucking works. It's just extremes.
That's where the word, as you said, Gwen, about climate change is kind of more an appropriate term. And we're seeing more and more of that. If you're paying attention to what's happening in other parts of the world, it's definitely a shift in climate all over. So it's not just warming that we're seeing.
And then the other thing I believe we were speaking about before this was how, so many of these things are marked by agrarian.
Yeah,
you know,
agriculture,
and we're not primarily agrarian in general, but I mean, go to a farmer's market. What is in when? Like, do we not eat?
Well, that's the thing, we live in some sort of false bubble. And believe me, I love my black tea. I love coffee. I love things that will not grow here. But it has value to eat things in season. There's real value to connecting with the land and including, besides your coffee, you have something that actually is in season.
Yeah.
That is actually.
I mean, how much corn do we all eat in the second week of August? Because everywhere on side of the road, there's all this beautiful fresh corn that's just grown. And, you know, what you can get, like, you know, certain fruits, like get a peach in winter, has to come from somewhere else. They don't taste great.
Tomatoes don't taste great unless they're in season, unless they're locally in season.
I think the agrarian thing is very, very, very important. It's like, what did I see recently? Somebody, you know, don't eat that off the tree. Those are apples on a tree because, you know, you can't eat those apples. It's like, what are you talking about? Some foolish person.
Was that another
social media thing? Well,
was that real?
Yes. Oh, yeah, there was a whole bunch of people.
I wasn't sure if that was satire.
Basically, there was these posts made by individuals who didn't understand
where their food came from.
Started with a lady who had bought a bag of lemons, and her friend had asked her, why the fuck do you buy lemons? She's like, because I need the lemons for whatever. She's like, you have a lemon tree out front. Why don't you just pick the lemons? And she just assumed she couldn't eat those lemons. They weren't edible.
That they were ornamental.
Yeah, for whatever reason. And her friend had to explain to her, no, you can eat those. That's where lemons come from.
It really happens. I remember when Rain, my daughter, was very little, like 4 years old or something like that. And it was Christmas and we were eating goose because my family traditionally always had goose at Christmas. And she finally put together what that was on her plate with the actual animal. She's like 3 or 4 years old. She was so upset that she was eating.
Does she actually know geese? Because that's all they're good for.
That's right. Yeah.
If anybody knows a goose, you're with me, right?
It'll turn a vegan
like into
this,
a meat eater.
This is this chicken. You know what I mean? They're like 3 years old for you, and they really put two and two together. It's like, yes. See, when we were over there, Davey Bowlby's place, and those chickens were running around. Yes, that's what this is. Well, she was just devastated. understand, but you know, people don't put it together.
I think it demonstrates a strong disconnect to our environment, and this is part of the reason why I was really attracted to witchcraft, paganism in particular, because it seemed that people at the time, and my entry point was the 90s, were really keen on environmentalism and getting back to the earth and like the earthship idea, Gaia hypothesis, all this stuff. So, you know, kind of seeing this sense of reconnection to the land in which I live, and I'm a country dweller, right? I'm a bumpkin. So I'm very in tune with the seasons, and then kind of finding other people that are somewhat similar to me was very attractive.
And you live right on the ocean.
Mike is the best of both worlds. Yeah. He comes into an urban setting and works in a witchy store, and he drives out of an urban setting into a lovely rural on the ocean setting, very close to his own sweetgrass field, very close to all sorts of marine wonderful things that he collects. And
how long of a drive is it? How far away are those two things from each other?
Depends. Am I allowed to talk about illegalities on here?
Oh,
If I'm doing the speed limit.
Distance-wise, not so much, but how long does it take you to drive?
If I'm reasonable, it's about 25 minutes.
To have those two...
Have a commute of 25 minutes and have those two... Be able to embody those two environments. Environments is fabulous.
That's wonderful. And it really is in my family, too, because my whole family are fishermen.
Yeah.
Live in a fishing village.
We understand seasonality, right?
Yeah.
It's very much a part of
the
culture.
So we're back to the calendar of the year, the wheel of the year, the calendar. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're talking like you eat. So everybody needs to be aware of the agricultural cycle. But I think even if you divorce it from all of that and just the wheel of the year as an abstract, we all need a reason to get together as community. So we have spiritual practices that are individual, but we have religious practices where we meet as community. And that's one of the meanings of religion, is to bring people together. And that's something we need. Even the introverts, I think Mike and I are the only introverts in the room. Yeah, like Marco's
You're not
girl.
An introvert.
She crosses. Marco
I
really crosses back and forth.
A huge introvert most of my life, like incredibly shy.
Which is why she's sympathetic to me.
That's fair.
And I generally at a party, you will find Gwen, Eric, and I sitting in a corner watching everybody else. Mm-hmm.
And enjoying ourselves.
Yes. But
or laughing at me.
Yeah. I have learned how to mask as an extrovert. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
I have learned how to mask as an extrovert because of the work I do. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens.
And that's you stepping up at the store.
Yeah. I'm very much situational, like at the shop. Yeah. I'm in my element. So I'm very confident about what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for like, you know, a number of years.
Yeah.
So I'm quite comfortable and I come off as an extrovert.
Yeah.
But take me to a party, particularly with people I don't know, or say like, I don't know, highfalutin fancy to do. I'm going to be out of my element and just stumble over my words, sit in a corner and, you know, eat some pie.
But there's nothing wrong with pie.
Not that we have anything against pie.
That's right. You were saying about me not being an introvert. I am incredibly, incredibly shy. I am not modest. Those are two different things.
True.
I can do burlesque. But don't ask me to talk to a stranger. Yeah. With my clothes on. Yeah.
Outside of work.
Those are two very different
things. And we have video evidence of both of these things. Yeah. So that's right.
But they are great times to get together. I find for myself, maybe because I am a bit more old school, that they're signposts through the year.
Exactly.
And they are like we were saying before you got here, Mike, like in bulk, like February can suck donkey butt here. But you know what? We've still gotten past the darkest hump of the year.
And it's
things to look forward to.
It's the spark of the coming of the next season.
That's right.
It's the first spark of that season. Yeah. And again, for those of us who struggle with winter and who left Winnipeg for a reason, the wheel of the year gave us the will to live, literally. Yeah. It's not even a joke.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Winnipeg, also known as Winterpeg.
Yes.
Winterpeg.
Like, before I found the wheel of the year, I did not know how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah. Any longer, period.
Yeah.
So.
And it is. It's like, what's going on? Like, and, you know, May Day is, you know, the beginning of spring. You know, in theory, it could rain for a month. And I usually don't like to camp in May. But once after summer solstice comes, it's like camping season. Here, like
that's
off
it.
We go. It's well,
that's
great.
That's kind of the funny. Like, we were talking about global warming and stuff. This weekend, they're calling for, say, like 50 centimeters.
Yeah, we've got a rain situation.
But it's rain, not snow.
And the problem is the ground is not thawed enough.
No, it's frozen.
The
and there's snowbanks everywhere.
And if on Sunday it gets even 0 degrees, we're going to be in rock hard
and
skating rink.
Part two, version two, is going to be canceled yet again.
Yes. Because all the snow is going to turn to blocks of ice. It's going to be igloos you can build your own igloo then.
Yeah.
And the roads will be
now,
just
I think
ice.
Next week, so it's supposed to be pretty warm. Like, I think one of the days is like plus 10.
Oh, my goodness.
Which means we're going to get blizzards in
Wednesday
March.
Wednesday and Friday, both plus 9. Monday, 3. Tuesday, 5. Yeah.
Margo's are speak American. So what's plus 10 in American, Margo? Do you know?
Oh, God.
Plus 10 in American would be like 45.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But at night, it could go below zero and freeze everything.
Yes, of course.
Or below 32.
Probably
below 32 for anyone in the U.S.
So, I know this is sidebar. Like, I'm just...
Not that, you know, we haven't 25.
Not we haven't entered. But Wheel of the Year, I got chickens for the first time last fall, and they were not ready to lay. And people kept asking me, because they came into laying age in October-ish, right? And while the light changing. I don't give them artificial light. They have a window. They have access to the outside that's totally safe, all of the things. But I don't artificially keep the lights on too long for them. We're going organic and or cheap. You know, you choose. And they just started laying.
They just started laying.
So that means that laying is light activated. Yeah. So that is another sign for me. That's, like I say, part of my garden. All of these things that reconnect me with the natural world, and being part of that chicken's life cycle is part of it. So it's spring here. My chickens are laying.
Your chickens are laying. It is on the way, because March is around the corner.
Yes.
And if nothing else, it's getting lighter and lighter. Even if it's cold or rainy or horrible, it's 10 after 6 and it's not dark.
Now, you're driving home from work. On your average work day, is it now light when you get home? It's starting to get light. That's such a difference when you drive. And I do 12-hour shifts at the hospital. So I drive in the dark and I come home in the dark for so much of the year, right?
You're like coal miner.
It's like, I feel like a coal miner. And I work interior hospital, which means no windows, because patient care has windows. And so they should.
Yeah.
So I never know what's going on in the real world. Mm-hmm. But when it starts to get lighter and lighter, it's so much nicer to come home and in the daylight, right?
30 years ago, when I was a little younger and married and all of that,
like
I remember we used to celebrate, my husband at the time and I, our first supper that we ate in the light.
Oh, that's an awesome. Yep, here we're talking about rituals and the wheel of the year and stuff. That doesn't mean you don't interject your own special markers.
We would celebrate. It's like, okay, look, we're going to eat in the light for the first time tonight. Let's have something special or take out or
fabulous.
Get some wine or something like that.
I like ritual. That idea.
Eating
I like
in that. The light.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, marking the light. That's a fabulous idea.
Maeve, I believe you had mentioned earlier about the wheel being a tool, which is a really interesting concept, because for me, the wheel of the year has become less religious and more about anchoring my practice. It is a tool that anchors my practice. So things like herb collecting and wildcrafting, when to go out and look for bones or when to get certain herbs or trees or barks is all closely tied to the wheel of the year
because
and the different times of year.
Yeah, because the seasons are changing all the time, no matter what you do. So it's a great thing to help you do your wheel. The episode before this, we were talking about what's going on in our personal practices. So even just going out and collecting certain herbs, well, that's part of your personal practice. And even if you're not doing a whole grand ritual about it, you're doing it and you're following the wheel of the year all at the same time. Well, Mike, man, what great timing. You're popping right in here. This is excellent. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can contact us apparently on Instagram or our Facebook page. And certainly we are always looking for suggestions for shows. We're always glad to hear anything you may have to say.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family.
And until next time, everybody, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.